Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Gajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. Folks, you can get to tradcatnight.blogspot.com on a daily basis. It's updated daily, and I'm featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the Third Secret of Fatima. For those of you tuning in via YouTube right now, make sure you are clicking the subscription and notification button and spreading word of Trad Cat Night to your friends, family members, and church members. For those of you who have been following Trad Cat Night for quite some time now, I encourage you all to click the PayPal button in the upper right-hand corner of the website. Even $10 a month helps this apostolate. And still the majority have not gotten behind this effort. And so if you appreciate this work, if you can imagine a day waking up to where you don't have Trad Cat Night in your traditionalist portfolio, if you will, I encourage you all to continue to not only pray for me, but to get behind this apostolate financially on a consistent basis. As you know, Trad Cat Night is a very interesting podcast, website. I'm bringing various special guests on, and I just wanted to update what we're going to be doing this weekend. So on Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m., we'll have a show. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio. I've got Deborah Tavares joining me at 7:30. And then I was scheduled to have Max Egon for Sunday for an hour and a half, but we couldn't make that happen. So I've got Monsignor Perez is going to be joining me from 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., but the show will be 7 to 10. So both days, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7:30, Deborah Tavares on Saturday, 8:30 p.m. will be Monsignor Perez. You can find Trad Cat Night material across any or virtually all alternative media platforms, Veterans Today, Minds.com, PubeTube, BitChute, Steam at DTube. If you have a phone and you want to listen to these podcasts and live shows via iTunes, Google Play, Player.fm, SoundCloud.com, you can do so. So I encourage you all to do that way. And of course, we have the sister site, TradCatNight.org as well. There also is a forum page for those of you who are not privy to that. I kind of back up my information there. I'm not overly active there, but I know a good number of you do use it because you don't want to go the Facebook route or whatever other route there is out there. TradCatNightFreeForums.net. So TradCatNightFreeForums.net is the forum page. And I encourage you all to not only read the blogs on a daily basis and listen to the podcast, but along the right-hand side of the website, there's a plethora of information, folks. I mean, you really can spend a lot of time there. And I'm supplementing all of the day's news via my Twitter news feed, so you can get there and see all the latest general news stories, all the latest earth changes, all the latest earthquakes. And I encourage you to spend, 3 to 5 minutes doing that way. Now, what I want to talk about today is five talents of the New World Order. So we'll talk a little New World Order today. And their quote-unquote, and I say this sarcastically and very lucidly, their talents. And what we have to know and understand, folks, is virtually all of the world leaders are in on the game. Yes, the Vatican is. We've had JP2 supporting the New World Order. All the Vatican II popes have. And most recently, we've got Macron coming here to the United States talking about how France and the United States, Macron and Trump, can help solidify the New World Order, and Trump raising his hands with Macron. I mean, come on, folks. Let's stop being so delusional. Trump is in on the game. He's not keeping his enemies close. I heard this excuse the other day. He's keeping his enemies close so that he can... No, he's not keeping his enemies close. Let's get real. If he truly were an enemy, he would have been knocked off by now, for sure, just like Kennedy. No question about it. Let's not be that delusional. But anyway, on the five different levels that we'll talk about today, these five talents, plotting, preparing, placing their puppets, deceiving the masses and then controlling the masses. This is what I want to talk about today in this particular short podcast for this June the 21st, 2018. Folks, let us face it. We live in a world in which we are the rats in the New World Order maze. These evil freaks get their jollies off by seeing us so deceived and manipulated. On this day wherein the gospel reminds us of the parable of the talents, I suggest to you that the evil ones of our day are using their talents for nefarious purposes. And for those of you who think we live in just such a lovely world, and Lucifer truly isn't running it, that he's not the prince of this world, and Fox News is giving us real news, and the Vatican is really giving us the faith these days, and everything is just hunky-dory. I want to know what you're eating and drinking. I want to get on that. I want to live in your delusional world. There can be no question that the men behind the New World Order are very crafty. Even our Lord warned in the gospel, even if it were possible to deceive the elect. This is why I do what I do, to try to wake up people who are on that Novus Ordo highway, so to speak, heading in the wrong direction. There can be no question that the men behind the New World Order, as I said, are very crafty, because they plot and scheme, create phony groups and ideologies to hide behind and ultimately seek to gain control over every area of human life. That's what it's about. When Aaron Russo did his famous interview for InfoWars, he talked about it. He said, ultimately, it was about control and manipulation. They want to chip everyone, and that at any point, they could just turn off people's chip. So if you're stupid enough to get the chip and lose your soul to begin with, at any varying point, the New World Order could just turn off your chip on their end. We are called to be the light, folks, and to use our talents to expose such people, as I tried to do here at Tradcat Night. All the seemingly useless knowledge that I have acquired for over the past two decades now seemingly put to good use by our Lord. For the sake of what we will discuss today, I wanted to concentrate on just these five areas in which these evil men are highly astute in. The plot to overthrow Catholicism/Christianity. Yes, believe it or not, folks, there is a plot in place. There are enemies of the church. There are people who truly don't like our Lord. Can you believe that? You wouldn't know that by talking to a lot of people in the Vatican II sect. But believe it or not, we have enemies. Freemasonry being one of them. Jews being another. Jews using Freemasonry as a front to naturalize everything. Water down the doctrines. And then the next step, of course, is to get everyone to take their mark. This plot against the church and state certainly has been no overnight production, right? This mystery of iniquity dates back all the way to the times of Jesus, truly. The enemy knew it would take a very long time to overthrow Christianity as a whole, while at the same time reassure the masses that there was nothing conspiratorial going on at all. Needless to say, we have been boiled as frogs collectively for centuries. There's a brilliant plot in reality, and I have to give them credit on that level. They're very crafty. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to manipulate. I mean, think about it, folks. People, the majority of people who identify themselves as Catholic are now following literally a whole other religion thinking they're Catholic. Think about how brilliant that is on their end. Destroy the morals of the Christians, introduce heretical principles into the church, and call it Catholic. Get the people to care more about the Cubs winning the World Series than actually researching any potential plot. Dancing with the Stars has replaced silence and solitude and time and prayer. Who has time for that, Eric? There's so much going on. I've got so much to do. My vocation doesn't allow me to try to look into any conspiratorial plot against the church. With all the latest gadgets and gadgets, we now have science being propped up on the same level as faith when it cannot do so per Vatican I infallible teaching. get control over the media. So rather than blaming those truly behind the terrorist attacks, they now can create a fantasy land strong enough to cause so much paranoia and fear. And of course, this is what they're trying to create here in the United States. An obvious another Cold War with Russia, obviously propping up the Arab world, if you will, as Albert Pike laid out in his plan for the three world wars or prophecies. I hate to use the term prophecies because it comes from a nefarious angle, but we're seeing everything come to pass. We obviously are on the side of Israel. We're being led around by the chain, if you will, around the neck by Israel. And Israel's not the good guys. They're the synagogue of Satan. They are a puppet state created by Rothschild, which will house the Antichrist eventually. Jerusalem will be the capital of the New World Order. And this is why you're seeing all of the embassies starting to move into that area. It's not the return. It's not the second coming of Christ here soon. No, it's going to be the first arrival of the Antichrist. And how many idiotic Protestant people are leading the masses astray? How many people do you know even in the traditionalist circle who are Zionists? Take a look at the society right now. For all intents and purposes, they are Zionists now. I've pointed this out quite extensively since 2016. Take a look at Bishop Fillet's interview where he couldn't even get doctrine right on the Jews. He's now patting the back of certain well-known Zionists there in Europe. This is why I say get out. This is why I'm a red flagger. Get out. Zionism is a heresy. You cannot be a Zionist. You cannot be a Christian at the same time. Nevertheless, I digress. Ultimately, the New World Order knew they could get across their agendas and take a look at most recently with Bilderberg. Does anyone really accept the explanation given by the Vatican concerning Cardinal Parolin? We just wanted the world to know, and these specific people, what the quote-unquote church truly teaches about its social doctrine. No thanks. Your social doctrine is the same as the socialists. It's the same as Antichrist Mitzrayah. It's the same as what these people, the Agenda 2030 people, have been saying for quite some time now. Of course. They already know. Cardinal Parolin and probably half of those people go out for beers half the time, for goodness sakes, just like Trump does with Clinton. And yet, they're purported as enemies, right? Trump and Clinton are friends, folks. Hate to break the news to you. So they knew they could get across their agendas, dumbing down the people through their Masonic Common Core education system, through vaccines, through chemtrails, with a poison supply of water and food. Get the world so dysfunctional and chaotic by their own hands so that men one day could be looking for a new Messiah. It truly doesn't get any better than this. And again, as I mentioned, we are in the end game to where there's not a whole lot left that has to happen. A stock market crash here in the West, then obviously civil unrest on top of that. Social anarchy, not only here in the West, but obviously will brew in Europe as our economic system goes. Europe's economic system will go. We're already seeing that teetering. We see what's happening over there in several countries, including Italy. So once everything falls apart, the Freemasons say out of chaos comes order. They need everything chaotic on the economic, social, political level. To where an after martial law is declared, people are going to want a new messiah type figure to arrive on the scene to save the day. Again, he'll be the ultimate Mother Teresa type, the ultimate humanitarianist. Cardinal Biffy even warned about a decade or so ago that the Antichrist was alive today, and in his basic writing or sermon, however you want to call it, on how he saw the Antichrist, he was very much describing Maitreya. And again, the Antichrist's website is ShareInternational.org. If you want to know eventually what we're going to end up in, where we're going, get to his website, and then you can start backtracking. Again, it's very, very important that you know the enemy and what they're up to. What about preparing the world to think that they care? This is the next level, if you will, the second level. New World Order needs actors to play their roles. Thus, it is necessary to not only prepare the masses for their principles, but also get their people in high places so that they can ultimately execute these principles. Right? And as I mentioned, this is why, I mean, if you're a Zionist, ultimately you're a globalist. There's no other way to get around that. So I always get a kick out of the people who say, you know, Trump's against the New World Order, and he, you know, he's being pulled left and right by his cabinet. No, he's the one putting the people in place. So how can you say that? He's not being pulled by anyone, other than truly in the end, Israel, who is the enemy, of course. You want to talk about numero uno enemy of Jesus Christ in the church, it is Israel. Push aside the Freemasons for a second. The early church fathers warned that the telltale sign that you are in the end is that there would be a rebuilding of the third temple. And they are saying they will get this done over the next few years. They're saying that their messianic era will start in 2023. We all know they basically are the hand behind the scenes making things move. That's Israel. That is the Jews. Don't be so anti-Semitic, Eric. Nope. You stop being so delusional. You stop being a heretic and get with the program. Folks, listen, you'll lose your soul being a Zionist. You lose your soul by propping up and touting the enemies of our Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot hide behind the mercy card or the anti-Semitic card. Jesus Christ is going to boot you out of his sight. You're not going to share with him if you don't hold the proper church teaching. That's how serious an issue this is, and how few in this hour, even amongst traditionalists, are keeping this area untainted and pure. We have to get this right if we're going to call ourselves Catholic on the Jewish question. I was just recently asked, I'm going to stop right there for a second, someone had sent me a message not too long ago. I'm trying to get his name. Okay, it was John. And basically, he said that he recently attended an SSPX service, not having, I'm reading his email right now, not having any Catholic/Christian background. And this is obviously a person who wants to become Catholic. So by way of this apostolate, obviously he's paying attention. His name is John. And he spoke with a priest about what he calls the Jewspiracy or the Jewish conspiracy. However, his answers were very unsatisfactory to me. They were very vague, and he claimed that race doesn't matter, etc., etc. Surely, if we are in the world, but not of the world, and are instruments of the divine, we must do what is good and oppose the Jews, right? Synagogue of Satan. If so, then how is the SSPX basically being so vague on the subject, he says. And since each race on earth has its own respective destiny, surely race mixing would be a violation of the divine law, he asks. He says, pardon, but I'm not Catholic, but it's my opinion that the differences that exist in nature are correlated with God or are part of creation. If so, surely preserving them would be a good thing. So anyway, I just went on to kind of keep it as simple as possible. We know right now that anyone who denies Jesus Christ, right, can't get in heaven. That's basic scripture. He who denies the Son does not have the Father, right? Do the Jews do this, objectively speaking? No, they do not. Per 1 Thessalonians 2:14 through 16, they are faithless, and they are cursed even up until the very end, scripture says. Now, up until the very end, because we know per Catholic tradition that the Jews are going to convert, as I've been saying all along. It's kind of like a breakup story, you know? Everything is good and harmonious, then there's a bad breakup, and then at the end, you know, there's a great ending to the story, so to speak, with the Jews. But right now, they are not good, and anyone who does not hold the Catholic faith, objectively speaking, is not good. Now, of course, we've got to take into consideration invincible ignorance, but that's a whole other topic for another day. But the bottom line, I've been saying this, in the very least, the society has gone soft, but it's quite clear to me that they're just flat out Zionists now. I have a hour long video on that particular topic, the Neo SSPX and Zionist connection from about a few weeks ago. I encourage you to check it out. But this was just more supplementation to what I've already talked about from the past 3 days from another individual. And I'm not sure what part of the world he was in, but basically he wasn't getting the church's answers, if you will, from the society, which doesn't surprise me, because they have, in the very least, as I mentioned, gone soft on the issue. But back to the topic, as it relates to the Jewspiracy, and again, they needed to break down Catholic monarchies and essentially establish their social democracies. And we know per what the church taught concerning this New World Order conspiracy, Pope Benedict XIV specifically, we know that ultimately it will be a one-world tyrannical republic. It will be a socialist republic. And this is why we're seeing the various areas being, you know, sectioned off, NAFTA here in the West. Eventually, the New World Order will have 10 zones, as far as I understand it. And there'll be an Asian zone, you know, various European zones, African zone, obviously, out here in the West, Mexico, Canada, United States. But in totality, it'll be one world socialist republic. So as in the case with the church, the plan to infiltrate and then completely redefine what it is to be Catholic has been long underway, but is truly no different for the state side of things as well. Convince the masses that socialism is the way and make it appealing, right? The legitimate redistribution of wealth, says Francis. Use the environment and the poor along the way to convince the masses it is simply not safe to have more than 500,000 people living on earth. Does this sound like the gospel of Christ or the Antichrist to you? Truly, these agents of hell are the best salesmen out there, and this is why they get all the FaceTime on TV. Again, if Trump is the real deal, he'd have been gone. They're not keeping these people around. He's just playing their part. It's like WWE. How many of you have ever watched Worldwide Wrestling Federation? I used to watch it a lot as a kid, right? How many times did Hulk Hogan go from the good guy to the bad guy? It's all acting, folks. They need to have control of both the right and the left. Even Hitler was controlled Zionist opposition. They funded Hitler. We have to break away from this purported conservative liberal paradigm, if you will. They control both sides. There's no difference between the Bushes and the Clintons. Truly between Trumps and the Clintons in the end. I mean, if you want to argue on the basis that Trump is pro-life and in certain other areas he's doing great things, okay, fine. That doesn't make him the good guy, though. Doesn't even make Putin the good guy. Who's a part of this Chabad Jewish end-time death cult that Trump is a part of? I highly encourage you get to Dr. Henry Makow's work or Timothy Fitzpatrick's work on the subject. They're part of the same cult. And this is probably why you see Trump and Putin apparently going to help with the rebuilding of the Third Temple. And this is why I've been telling you to break away from the false right crowd. The CFN, the Fatima Centers, the Remnant, they're part of that false right crowd, unfortunately. Neo-SSPX. It's sad, I know. But we can't fly by this argument, they're the best we got. Nope, we got to get this right 100%, folks. We either get it 100% right, or you might as well just quit being Catholic altogether. Change is their motto, right? They hide behind this because they know they can prey upon human nature every election cycle. When will people learn? Indeed, there's much preparation that goes into this endgame narrative. Again, we're talking about preparation, the second level. They have the solutions and simply need the masses to willfully fall into their traps. Yet why don't the majority see it as a trap? Because CBS, Fox, CNN, ABC tell them it is not a trap. Where is our ability to think for ourselves ever gone? It's similar into the church. How many times can you clearly point out deviations between what the church taught before Vatican II and after, and then people see this And then ultimately they go back to their bishop and they just get the answer of, well, we must obey, and then they'll just follow the bishop. Does this sound like a person who truly is following church principles, or is basically just being robotic? He can't think for himself. Puppets in place, the third level. Please do not think that is, humanly speaking, possible to outsmart or outdo the New World Order. Again, these men are highly clever. I mean, forget about just being book smart. I mean, they're street smart on the level that they are going to control and manipulate you. I say this as the masses go to eat their GMO food and watch Jerry Springer on a daily basis. I honestly don't know how some people can even get their shoes tied in the morning alone, let alone raise a family at this point. Listen, because I've heard this argument. You know, we can outsmart them. We'll put together this great counter-revolution. We'll defeat them. No. I mean, we can put together a counter-revolution and defend ourselves, so to speak. We're not defeating the New World Order, folks. It's going to come from the hand of God. And this is why, you know, again, I always laugh and I see these articles floating around. You know, Trump is the chosen one and he's going to defeat the New World. Like, what planet are these people on? It's like, at this point, I don't even cry over the situation. It's just laughable. Trump is in place. He's a part of the game. He's going to be pinned for the economic collapse and all the social unrest, and obviously leading us into war. Who knows whether it'll start due to the Syrian situation. In my opinion, I think we've got to pay attention more closely to the Ukrainian situation. The Ukraine-Russia border, as Father Malachi Martin said. But we got to wake up, folks. We're not going to outsmart these freaks. We now need to rely solely upon Our Lady and God's divine justice coming to clear a path for us eagles to emerge. God will create the path for us. Take a look around the world and you will see the game is all rigged, from the Vatican to the Washington. Yes, even the election. Those of you who still think you went out there and we did it, we got Trump in. No, Trump was put in there by the bad guys. Even the Simpson episode from like 10 years ago had Trump, you know, winning the election. And then they had that one famous scene where there's a map of all the electoral votes or whatever. And it was the same as what transpired just a few years ago, meaning they knew long ago that Trump would be put in office. It's really sad that the real news we get these days is from the Simpsons, right? And the predictive programming, as opposed to the Fox News and CNN and all these other channels. We are being prepped, folks, for the eventual arrival of the Antichrist, Maitreya. It is also true that the Illuminati will raise each child and, depending upon their skill set, place them into various sectors of society that they excel in. And, you know, you can watch some of these quote-unquote insiders who I believe to be credible. Some might say, well, you know, I don't know, it could be dubious at best. But, I mean, I've heard enough of some of these individuals coming out and talking to where most of what they say corresponds. And they're basically raised from birth to, you know, the individuals above them will identify their skill sets and then they'll utilize those skill sets and they'll place them into society. So some will, you know, fall into, you know, government, but then also some will just fall out into the, you know, Hollywood or the entertainment businesses, if you will. And some of the best puppets, if you will, are the mainstream TV anchors. Yeah, they too are puppets of the New World Order. And they're good, folks. Therefore, these puppets are trained at an early age to deceive the masses. In summary, train and then place the puppets. This is another area that the New World Order excels on. Now, what about on the level of deception? False news reports, false studies, and now even clones. Yes, that's all reality now, folks. I mean, take a look at the situation even inside the church. There are many of you traditionalists out there who know and recognize that there were two Sister Lucias in place now. We've got Dr. Hornowski now trying to put together an extensive research program on that and to get his, you know, to get us his findings on the matter. via a third party person who is skilled in that area to do so and research. In all of these areas, you simply have to follow the money, and in the end, it works back to 99% of the time some Jew. That's the reality. These days, Soros' name is everywhere, right? And his hand seems to be in everything. You thought Obama was running this country? You think Clinton or Trump is actually running this country? Folks, come on. It's time to put away the board games and get real with ourselves. I know it is just too difficult for you to comprehend that there are actually very evil people out there who truly hate our Lord and the church and want to overthrow it, but at least put in a little time these days in order to arrive at reality. We are deceived ultimately, folks, this is the kicker, because we choose to be. We don't care. I mean, look at it from the church side of things. The reason why we're at where we are at in this crisis in the church is because people didn't care 50, 60 years ago. So people easily, you know, the enemies of the church easily got across their new principles, and people just kind of sat back and went through the motions. Went to Mass on Sunday, kind of went through the routine. And it's the same way on the state side of things. The same New World Order that John Paul II, Benedict XVI talked about, and the various other leaders in the hierarchy of the church since Vatican II, is the same as what the New World Order said. It's the same Soros, Rothschild, Macron, Trump New World Order, folks, and it's not good. Why in the world should we expect to be thinking creatures? Now, I graduated from Franciscan University with an undergrad in business, minor in finance, psychology, master's degree in business, nearly went on to get my doctorate, actually. I don't know if I've ever told you this, but I did apply at one point to several schools to get my doctorate, decided to stay in the business world at that time, in my late 20s, early 30s. But the bottom line is I'm grateful that through the process of going that, I was able to critically think over time, especially through grad school. That's where I truly learned to critically think on the fly, so to speak. I just sit back and I am amazed at how many people just can't put two and two together. After all, people say, I have my TV and my mainstream news to tell me what's reality, right? Why should I read any pre-Vatican II encyclical these days when I can go to my local bishop and he can tell me all about how Jews and Muslims worship the same true God as us and that we ought not try to convert them? I shouldn't have to think because this is what I have a bishop for. I literally actually heard that argument one day from someone on Facebook several years ago. That's literally the argument he gave. That's why Jesus gave us the hierarchy. My goodness, the mind rot these days. One of the principles, folks, to being an eagle, which is scriptural, is to not be trusting. We're not supposed to trust human beings. We're supposed to put our trust in God. You certainly can't trust the post-Vatican II hierarchy in general. They can't even get proper doctrine right. Oh, but Eric, you're just not being nice. You're overthinking things. Am I? Or have you lost your mind so much that you no longer have critical thinking skills whatsoever? What about people who are naive and gullible and are easy to control? So on the level of control, these nefarious freaks know how to control and manipulate. I remember Obama some time ago saying at one commencement speech that if you hear those voices saying the government is tyrannical, that you ought to dismiss these voices. Oh, brother. I will be sure to do that, my Muslim buddy, right after the next time I hear you saying we need a new world order. In addition, I recall one top New World Order agent reciting that Americans won't have to worry about them coming for their guns because Americans would simply hand them over. Now, on the surface level, that seems preposterous, but is it really? I still know an awful lot of people who think Trump is the real deal. I still know an awful lot of people who think 6 billion people died in the quote-unquote Holocaust, or who think the CIA operative Bin Laden was actually behind 9/11, even though he was really dead for about a decade. The bottom line is, do we get our information for those who are out to deceive us? We are far too willing to gobble up all that we hear. Basically, your mainstream news is gossip. It's nonsense. It's lies. It's literally sinful to be watching the mainstream news, you know, with the intent of thinking that it's real, in my opinion. I encourage people to investigate the matters that we cover at Trad Cat Night and not to believe everything you say at face value. For example, let's say the topic of Planet X. Many of you don't realize this, but I didn't believe in Planet X at first. I thought it was hogwash. And then I started reading into scripture more. I started reading what the early church fathers said concerning the end times. I started reading approved Catholic prophecies such as Marie Julie Jehenny. And it is true. I had to investigate. I had to dig further. If I would have just stopped at a certain point and didn't investigate it for myself, I would never have arrived at the conclusion that I have. How it ties in with Catholic prophecy, Our Lady of La Salette, that said all of these earth changes would take place. Basically a pole shift. But hey, folks, who wants to do that, right? To actually investigate. And I can drink my brains out, throw on some tight leotards, and go out lewdly dancing this weekend. We've got to have our priorities, Eric. I say that sarcastically, of course. Too many people, the Novus Ordo in general, is composed of very worldly people, unfortunately. They're tied too hard to the world. They're tied too hard to social media in an improper context. They're tied too hard into the partying, into the TV, to the gadgets and gadgets. The American way these days is simply do all that you can so that you don't have to do anything at all. It is one thing to be thrown into the cage against your will, and it's another thing, folks, to willfully run into the cage because you just saw a holographic bear running behind you. It's all made up, folks, and just wait till the whole alien agenda comes to fruition that I've been warning about for years now via Project Bluebeam. Wait till Maitreya and his ascended master show up onto the world scene and appear as the good guys, right? Just like the Avengers do in these movies, which, by the way, is propaganda on that certain level to where you've got some type of alien outside threat. These other alien, you know, superhuman-like beings come onto the scene and they save humanity. That's going to be your ascended masters. Your ascended masters are fallen angels in the flesh. They're going to aid the Antichrist. You're being propped up, and you don't even realize it by watching all of the TV and movies. If you don't know what you're looking for. They're going to show up as the good guys with their socialist one-world religion propaganda. How many will say, these are the good guys, Eric? We, in the end, are far too trusting. We know from Scripture that ultimately the vast majority are going to follow these freaks. That's what's frightening. Even within the split in the church coming, about 2/3 go the wrong way. And the true Catholic Church goes underground. Again, loosely speaking, it's already underground. But it will be solidified here soon with the false prophet arriving onto the scene, causing everyone to take the mark of the beast, which will be the second step of the 7-step self-realization program. That will arrive, if you will, in Rome. Talk about running into the cage willfully, folks. It's all about perception, and too many have lost sight of this due to befriending their TVs excessively. In the end, the evil men sure have quote-unquote talents and know how to use them for the sake of the dark side. Now, what about those who claim to represent the true light? How are we going to use our talents effectively and efficiently in order to expose the false light of Lucifer? Don't take the bait, folks, for you are either the puppet or the puppet master. Regain control of not only your spiritual lives, but your everyday lives. Your routine right now has to change if you are going to stand any chance of not being further deceived and controlled in the future. I can't do that work for you. I can only pray for you, but I can't do that work for you. It's time to start knowing all of these things that I talk about. You should know how the enemy operates. You should know the difference between Freemasonry and Catholicism. How many times I've gotten into debates. Listen, just within the past 6 months, I've had several people come to me on Facebook, and their initial comment is, "You're crazy. I was a Freemason at one point, and what Vatican II teaches," these are people coming from Vatican II, "and what Vatican II teaches has nothing to do with Freemasonry." My first question back to them is, tell me some of the principles of Freemasonry so that we can get on the same page and we can lay down a foundation for our talk. They couldn't even recite one. I said, you're an idiot. How could you be a Freemason and not even know some of the basic principles of Freemasonry? So A, either they were lying, or B, they were really bad Freemasons. Maybe didn't go to all the lodge meetings. And they, of course, block me and run out of the conversation because they know I have them trapped, because I can very clearly demonstrate what Freemasons teach by way of their own lodges, citing various pages I can send to them from online, listing all the principles, and then show what Vatican II is teaching. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, if you are of goodwill, to see the connection there. And I've done that with priests and bishops, and sure enough, I'm blocked. And I'm called crazy, and they run away. That's not gonna help these people. These people who see the truth and they run, they are not going to save their souls. I'm telling you, objectively speaking, they stand no chance. When you willfully do that, you see the truth, and you want to just sweep it under the rug and run, you become an enemy of Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about that. And so, folks, I hope you all have enjoyed today's program. Again, as I mentioned, we've got some great shows for this weekend. We've got Monsignor Perez, Deborah Tavares on Saturday night, then Monsignor Perez Sunday night. Again, if you have any videos, blogs, articles, questions, or comments of your own, send them to me at apostleofmary@hotmail.com. Again, for those, the majority of you who have not yet got in the financial fight yet, even $10 a month helps, folks. That works out to be less than a half a cup of coffee on a daily basis, something like 30 cents or whatever it is, 30-something cents. Please get in the fight on a consistent basis. This is what I do full-time, if you will, my quote-unquote job. Every other website does it or has some fundraising, whether it's LifeSite News or 1 Peter 5 or The Remnant or whoever else, Louis Verrecchio or Ann Barnhart. We all do it. I mean, I can't speak for them, but this is what I do. I try to spend as much time into researching so I can stay ahead of the game to see what's coming, to kind of prepare and warn you for all the various elements that are coming. But the most important thing for us all to do is to stay in a state of grace, to continue to grow in holiness, to stay connected intimately to the Immaculate and Sacred Hearts. And this is why I try to get out good general traditional Catholic apologetics and sermons on a daily basis as well, so that as we are exposing the evil of our time, whether it's coming from inside the church or whether it's coming from inside the state, that we keep our priorities focused in on the most important thing, and that is your soul. But we all have, like, let's say, for example, knowing all that I know, if I just sat back and didn't try to help anyone, I would certainly be held liable at my judgment. I mean, that would be just I'd be eating away alive inside if I didn't share with you all that I do know. And so this is why, I do what I do. So please click that PayPal button. And for those of you who don't want to go the PayPal direction, and by the way, I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I mentioned this on the last broadcast, but PayPal now allows you to make donations in your own currency as well. So there's been an update to that, and I know this is an international blog, so people in Canada, people over there in Asia, whether it's the Koreas or whether it's the Philippines, even Australia, you know, wherever you are, even in Europe, you can now make a donation via your own currency. But if you don't want to go that route, you can email me, apostleofmary@hotmail.com, so you can send your money order check. I prefer cash at this point for those of you who are here domestically. But please do get behind this apostolate. I do try to keep that money moving, so to speak, helping out, you know, other priests who are in need, just other people who are in need in general, my own local community. So please do get behind this apostolate. And folks, I might have one more show. Today is Thursday. It's possible I do another podcast tomorrow, but probably not likely. So I look forward to seeing you all this weekend for the live show, 7 to 10 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. And let's keep our wings spread in faith and hope, folks. This is why Jesus has us for these times. This is what we are called to be. We're called to be eagles of our times. Drown out all the noise, all the distractions. Stay inwardly, focus in on all the movements of your heart, and keep appeasing and pleasing Jesus and not yourself. And until next time, my good friends, stay safe and God bless. Ave Maria.